Hello, and welcome to Knitting Shop Live, the podcast recorded live and unscripted with your favorite knitting gals. We are your host,
Brianna,
Kathy,
and Natalie.
And a huge thank you to our listeners for joining us today. So today is episode 163. You know me, I'm going to keep shouting out these numbers because I'm just like, wow. And our chat is going to be about our favorite knitting things. So now it is time for you to grab your knitting or your crochet or a drink or go on that walk and tune in because we are about to get started. So let's do it. What's on your needles?
Well, this evening, after a little mini panic before we started recording, I am knitting on my sampler blanket. I had to fix my color chart because I did absolutely do my colors wrong, but I'm not far enough along that it was like a total bust, so I just switched some colors around and now it's fine. So I'm working on my knit sampler.
Good for you. So no backing up, just moving things around a little bit.
Absolutely. And it's okay because the same color that goes through the middle originally is still there. I don't really care where the other colors go, so it still looks fine.
Very cool. All right. So how about if we do our rotation, Brianna, Natalie, and then I'll go last as your host.
That is fine. I am working on today my Storn Away Throw, but I feel like I have a lot of projects going right now that are like on their last little section, which is really exciting because I feel like I'm going to finish a lot of things all at once. And we've got a lot of new samples to start. So I did order some yarn today to cast on some new things. And like, I feel like this is the part of the rotation that's so gratifying. So yeah, I'm excited.
Awesome.
Perfect. All right. And on my needles tonight is a pair of socks. They seem to be like kind of, you know, my go-to for when I really want to chat. And so I am working on a pair of socks, but I'm right there with you, Natalie, as well. I've got at least 4, 5, maybe 6 projects. None of them are big, but they're all well into the works and they're all going to hit the finish about the same time. And you know, I notice that when I go into Ravelry, I tend to always in Ravelry now put notes from my starting point of a project, but then I don't update them until I go back to put in my finishing notes. And for a while ago, boy, I'm putting nothing in Ravelry. And then all of a sudden it's like, boom, 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 things are getting in there. So yeah, it's the circle of life in knitting, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. All right.
So let's do it then. Let's jump into this topic, our favorite knitting things. And just a little setup for this is we all have favorites. We do. I do. I think we all do. I think, you know, we all have our favorite flavor of ice cream, our favorite teacher, our favorite day of the week. You might have a favorite nephew. You get it. We all have favorites and sometimes favorites change. So I was thinking about the favorite things about knitting and thought that's something for us to share. Now, let me just tell you. So we're going to chat our favorite place to knit, our favorite project, our favorite notion, our favorite person to knit for, and you can only have one, our favorite person to knit with, and you can only have one. And there's three of us looking at each other on this screen right now. So could get ugly now. but what I want to tell you is we also have listener participation. So we have three knitters who listen, Annie, Margie, and Marie, and they all shared information with us as well. So thank you, Annie, Margie, and Marie. And we'll share their information also.
Awesome.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's get into it. We'll do our rotation. Brianna, Natalie, Kathy. We'll start off with where is your favorite place to knit?
My newest favorite place to knit is on my patio. I have gotten a lot of hours done of knitting. I actually finished 2 sweaters over the weekend on my patio. So I love it out there. Even if it's like hot, like this summer has been really bad. So the last couple of weeks, we haven't been able to sit outside. But this past weekend, it was hot, but it wasn't humid. So we were able to sit out there. It was nice and shady. And I did the easy hand sewn bind off on the bottom hem and both sleeve cuffs of 2 sweaters. all outside. It was wonderful. So in my pile now, I have two sweaters ready to block.
Wow, that's very cool. Very cool. So Natalie, you're next.
It's up to you. You're the boss today.
You're next.
I kind of have a perfect scenario for when I like to knit, and it's been this way. I would say it shifted probably 5 years ago, and it's still my go-to. I like to be early in the morning before I work on my couch watching my show or my podcast and a hot cup of coffee. That's my ideal knitting situation. So my couch.
That's a super spot with that setup. So, okay. And mine is actually in the car on a road trip right now. So I don't know, I guess just seeing the world go by while I'm in the car and knowing that I'm going someplace. Typically a road trip is leading us to vacation where we're going to have time to do even more knitting. So mine is right now in the car and on a road trip. So from our listeners, I love the answers. One of our listeners said, my tiny deck off the second floor of my home, it's like being in a treehouse because it faces out to the backyard.
Oh, that's fun.
Yep. The other one, a second one, was my couch facing my backyard. I love to listen to the birds and enjoy looking at the trees and flowers. And our third participant, her big cozy chair in her living room.
Ooh.
So we're kind of in similar places, either looking at nature or in that cozy place.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go on to the next one. So favorite project, got to pick one. Brianna.
I mean, my favorite project is always going to be any sweater. I can't pick just one sweater though, but any sweater.
Perfect. All right, Natalie.
Mine's a pair of socks. Easy to carry. Not a lot to pick up. You're not warm while you're making them. I love a pair of socks.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Natalie. I love socks. I didn't think I ever would love them as much as I do, but it for all those reasons, it's the size of the project that makes it so portable. And I just do mostly, I like trying new things in my socks. I do, but I always know that I have a fallback of a really basic sock. So whether it's a new sock of a new technique that I'm doing or just an old sock that I love for fallback, it's my favorite project. All right.
I also love, like, I think for me, one of the biggest appeals to the sock is I love a one ball project, and most socks are a one ball project. There's just less math to have to do up front, less things to consider, less like coordination. I like that when I'm looking for something relaxing.
Yeah, absolutely. The one ball project. And, you know, the socks that I really love knitting now too are the heel tab socks, you know, the ones that don't have the cuff. So, and as we always say, and it is so true, it is definitely by the time you start that sock, you're halfway done because you're starting at the heel flap.
Yeah.
I do love those. Although I think my favorite regular sock is the sock that I think you're knitting it right now, Brianna, the rye sock where you've knitted.
Yeah, that's a great one.
They're interesting and the look, and they're so versatile. Like they're the socks that I would definitely put in my own boot or Ed would put into his boot as well. So,
yeah.
All right. So from our listeners, we have a couple. Here's a flashback. Ghostwood mittens.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a good project.
That's a great project. When I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh. And the other one is, I have two replies on this. The other one was whatever's currently on my needles, which you gotta love that. You know, I just love everything I do and it's whatever I'm currently working on.
I love it.
Yep. All right. Favorite notion.
This is a tough one, but I guess I could consider this a notion. My favorite thing to use are my interchangeable circular needles. And the part of them that I like is the T-pin that it comes with to loosen the tips and tighten them onto the cords. I don't know why, but it makes me feel like I'm like building a house or something. I feel very handy when I'm putting my interchangeables together. That's got to be my favorite thing that I use them all the time because that's all my circular needles are interchangeable now for the most part. And just, you know, putting that smaller needle on that same cord or the larger needle on the cord and taking them on and off. It just feels so good.
I love the teeth mention on it too, because it is like you are building knitting needles.
Yeah.
Quite an assembly there. But you know, the T-pin to me and those interchangeable kits too, which you just had me going, oh, that's right, I love that too. That T-pin is like magic.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it does anything, but yet you need to use it and it works.
Yes, absolutely.
Magic. All right.
I love it.
Natalie, how about you?
So mine is like a story of gifts. So I recently acquired a desk from Chris's parents. They were very kind. They gifted it to me. It was something that was, you know, older that they had been storing for a few years. And not only did they gift me this desk, they painted it for me. And it's very special to me. I love it. And someone else gifted me a yarn bowl for my birthday, my friend Carolyn. And I now get to sit at my desk with my yarn bowl. And it's just the best knitting setup in the world. I'm using it right now.
Wow.
Great.
Wow. That's one of those things that if you had put those pieces together yourself, it would not have been the same. It's the gift and the thought and being a part of all of that. That's really cool.
Yeah.
All right. So my favorite Notion is my knit kit. I just love my knit kit. And I would just say, I take such good care of it because I want all the pieces to be there and working. But for anyone who is listening, I really don't know where we stand in the world of knit kits these days, if they're still available, but the original generation of them, it was like your Swiss Army knife of knitting. And you knew if you had your knit kit close at hand, you had everything you might need, the scissors, the tapestry needle, the crochet hook, the row counter, you had it all. So mine is the knit kit.
That's such cool. Love it.
It is. It's amazing.
I have like two or three and like they're always in the bag that I have.
It's like the thing that you will always know. It's like your cell phone. You know exactly where it is at all times.
Yeah.
I might lose my knitting project or not remember which bag I put it in, but I know where the knit kit is.
I can't tell you how many times we can't find our tape measure to like measure, like, can we fit a couch here? And Chris is like, go get your knitting kit. And, you know, that's probably closer than my actual tape measure. We use that thing all the time.
That's great.
Yep. You know, when I was thinking about that, the other thing that crossed my mind, because it was just about the same time in our early experience with the shop, it was the fiber sphere.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mention that because, you know, I can only pick one, but that was kind of close second. All right. So from our knitters, the replies that we received is, the gorgeous wooden yarn bowl from my daughter's partner. The other person, it's the large sewing needle, which is used for tying up all the loose ends and fixing all the mistakes I made along the way. And our third is stitch markers.
Nice.
I thought the yarn bowl was really special. They're all great. I thought the yarn bowl was really special because oftentimes those are the gifts we've received from our friends and family who support what we do. And it's so heartwarming.
Yeah, absolutely. If anybody listening is not a knitter or crocheter, or they are and like have friends and families that knit and crochet, Notions like that are not something that we buy for ourselves. So they make great gifts. The yarn bowls, the Notions kits that come all as one, like fancy snips, things like that are wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and the fancy stitch markers, because you always remember who gave that to you. It's like many of them are like a piece of jewelry, and you always remember who gave you that pretty marker that you're using. All right. So now we're going to get into the nitty gritty. Favorite person to knit for, and it can only be one person. Brianna, you go first.
My favorite person to knit for is me. Who are we kidding?
I love it.
I hear that, man. All right, Natalie, how about you?
This is such a hard question. I feel like I don't really do a whole lot of knitting for me. I feel like I always have a list of things going out the door. And I would have to say at this point in time, I guess I knit the most for my nephew. So probably my nephew. And it's the older nephew because I usually make it for him so that the younger can grow into it. But now I have a niece. So I feel like, you know, I don't know. Ask me in a couple months once I have some time to cast some things on. We'll see. But right now I'm going to say my nephew.
All right. Yeah, it's a tricky one, isn't it? Okay. And my favorite person to knit for at this time, because it does change, is my husband. It is, and it has to go, it goes all the way back to socks. He does wear the sweaters I knit him, but it totally is the socks. He wears the socks that I make for him. And it just, it warms my heart to see him wearing those socks because I made them for him, number one. And then number two is just, I know that I'm pretty sure they feel very good on his feet and they feel, you know, they keep him warm. So I have to say Ed Finley wins for me. All right. So from our listeners, close to you, Natalie, one of our listeners said right now it's her brand new grand niece. So those little girls just wow. The other one is her daughter, Michelle. She challenges me with her request and makes me a better knitter. She now has me spinning her dog's fur.
Ooh.
Possibilities are endless was her closing comment on that. Yeah, I have seen that and it is pretty fascinating. And then our other listener is also their husband. So husbands rank pretty high. So, all right. Questions, comments? Should we go on to our next one?
Yeah, this is fun.
This is fun. Really, I had to think hard on this today because especially with these ones where it's just one. Well, they're all just one, but really picking one because it's hard to pick one, but got to pick favorites. All right, so here it is. Who is your favorite person to knit with? And again, it can just be one person.
So Brianna. I knew this was going to be a loaded question because you two are my longest knitting friends that I've had. And I can't pick either of you. No, I'm kidding. But I actually, when I think about like who I knit with, I don't really knit with anybody other than you guys on Monday nights. I knit by myself most of the time. I'm going to say me again. I think my favorite person to knit with is me because it lets my creative juices flow. And I feel very zen when I'm knitting and I need a lot of that right now. So my favorite person to knit with is myself. That sounds crazy. But if I had to pick other people, it would be you guys.
You know, didn't you just, when you were thinking about this question, remember the days that we would sit together in the knitting shop after we had lunch and have some time to sit and knit together? And yeah, it's
absolutely,
it's a very cool thing. Brianna, I love it. I love to knit for me and I love to knit with me.
Absolutely.
I have to agree with you, Brianna. I think not to copy your answer, but I think my favorite person to knit with is me. And I think because we don't always have that leisurely knit with a friend time anymore, you know, as much as we used to when we were all together at the shop. So I feel like when I can really decompress and like turn on my show on my couch with my coffee, I'm my favorite person to knit with. Although I will say I also really enjoy watching my knitting podcast, and a lot of times they're knitting while they're doing the podcast and they're all lovely. So I guess like I also enjoy knitting with them.
That's cool. Yeah. I think the choice though of knitting, you know, with ourselves, it's a healthy choice because life is super busy, but I think because we are knitters and we strive to find some time to go, I really just want to sit and knit. We're happy and content to do it by ourselves. And it's healthy. Otherwise, I think we can spin our wheels looking for ways to be busy and you know, maybe, I don't know, texting and emailing and searching social media out the wazoo. And to take that time and say, I'm going to sit and knit. I am my favorite person to knit with. All right. Well, I do have an answer because, again, I couldn't pick any one of us. And mine is Gusty. I'm going to give her a huge shout out. And Gusty has knit longer than me. She has knit more than me. You know, it goes back to her being knitting friends with my mom. And, but I do, because we are such longtime friends, when we are together, one of our favorite things to do is sit and knit. And it's not like we need to go anywhere or do anything. We just want to sit and knit. And it's fun because we talk, we have great chat when we're knitting. We share knitting ideas, so I get some good inspiration. And we are always drinking. And in the morning it is coffee, and in the evening it is wine. So it's just fun. But I think, you know, close friends are probably just about the same thing as saying, I like to knit with me. It's that person that you are totally yourself with. So there's so many of them. So, all right. So replies from our listeners. I have two replies. And the first one is, my dear friend and travel gal pal, her name is Christine. We would knit every night after walking for hours around Paris last spring. Yes, it was an amazing trip. Doesn't that sound dreamy?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Oh. And this is a great reply as well from another listener. Whoever I am with while I'm knitting.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, that's a great thought too. And maybe, you know, another question would be, it's not that that person has to be knitting, but who do I like to be with when I'm knitting? You know,
that's
another thing. So, all right. So that's our topic. That's all of our favorite things about knitting, and so happy to have participation from our listeners. All right. So any final thoughts, or do we pretty much?
I think the only thing I would add is, you know, I think the energy when you're knitting with someone, like every Monday when we're together and we get to knit together, it's just different energy. Like my normal knitting energy is not as fun as this knitting energy. So even if, you know, your favorite person to knit with is you, it's always good to connect with other knitters and like just feel the knitting energy.
Definitely.
It is. And, you know, at this, I love that you mentioned that too, because as everybody probably knows, we record live together via Zoom. So we are all in our own places, but sitting and knitting with friends on Zoom works too. It really does. And that's exactly what we do.
Yeah.
So lucky. How lucky are we? All right. Well, should we move on to what is your favorite something to shout out this week?
Sure.
All right. Brianna, you got a favorite?
I do. And I know we've talked about this before, but I am just like in full swing on the Libby train again. I got my library card updated because it was expired and I couldn't get on Libby for a couple months. So I'm actually listening to an audiobook right now called Dark Places. It is so good. It's like a psychological thriller. That's what I'm into. And I'm so happy to be back into the book swing because I can't read with my eyes. I'm not a good reader. I read slow and I fall asleep. The audiobooks are where it's at, guys. Love it.
Amazing. It's amazing. That's very cool. All right. What's your shout out this week?
My shout out this week is definitely fresh hand soap. Have you guys opened a new bottle of hand soap recently?
No.
There's just something about that, like having to undo the little pump and then, you know, it was my moment of the weekend. I was just so excited that I got to open a new thing of hand soap, and it's just like dollar store hand soap, but there's something about it. New scent. Chris used to say, he was like, huh, you changed that. I did change that. It's new. It smells different. So it's just, you know, a fresh scent.
I like that. Yeah. You got to switch it up every once in a while.
Absolutely. And the feeling of that new, where you know that you're not pumping and getting this tiny little like burps out of the bottle of soap. And you're just like, oh my gosh, I just got like a whole handful of soap to wash my hands with. It smells great. All right. Well, mine is very specific and I had to write it down because I never get this name correct. It is Trader Joe's South African Smoked Seasoning Blend. Ooh. Say that 10 times. Yeah, I'm going to say it again. And if you're listening and you go, I need that, pick up your pencils. Trader Joe's South African Smoked Seasoning Blend. And it is a blend of smoked paprika, sea salt, garlic, and basil. And it has its own grinder on the top. So it's always, you know, that fresh grind. And Annie introduced me to this probably just about a year ago. And I will tell you, it makes everything taste great. I mean, we've used it from pasta to eggs to it could probably go on cereal and ice cream for that matter. It is, I love it. So I just got a new, it's like the new bottle of hand soap, Natalie. I had run low on this and I hadn't replaced it. And I just got a new bottle of it yesterday. So
Ooh. Yeah,
that's my favorite thing.
Lovely. This sounds great.
All right. Now we're into food. So let's chat. What's for dinner?
Well, we already ate dinner. We went out to, John bought a new truck today. So I went with him for moral and financial support. but we stopped at Wawa on the way home and got sandwiches. So we had Wawa sandwiches.
Nice. Is it still Hoagie Fest?
I don't think it is, actually.
I don't
recall any signs being up. They are like in pizza mode. I don't know if this is every Wawa. I didn't see any ads for this, but Wawa is doing pizza at 4 o'clock and later every day now, which is like very odd. I saw a couple people walk away with like a pizza box of pizza from Wawa. Crazy. Oh, but we just got sandwiches.
Huh.
Hey, Natalie, do you have Wawa where you are?
No, it's like so sad. I actually have dreams about it. It's really bad.
Oh,
it's okay.
We're going to bring you some Wawa.
Okay. Yes, that's what I need in my life. I'm actually very excited in the next couple weeks to come back down and get some Wawa.
Good. Do they have convenience stores where you are? Like a line of them?
Yeah. The biggest one is Cumberland Farms, but it's not like a Wawa where you can get food. It's more of like a gas station convenience store. So there's not really like a huge equivalent. But I do miss me a hoagie. There's just nothing quite like it. And it's all in the bread. The bread just doesn't taste right. You got to have the right bread. So,
you know, you're going to have to be back for the turkey bowls, of course.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, good.
So what did you have for dinner tonight then?
So I actually haven't eaten yet. You guys just watched me eat as many chips and queso as I could. And tonight we're going to just make like a frozen meal because I didn't do my weekly grocery shop yet. So that's the plan.
Okay. All right. And our dinner tonight was pasta with meat sauce, which is something different, and salad and crusty bread. And yes, I may have very well used that Trader Joe's smoky African stuff on top of, you know, just to sprinkle it on there with a little Parmesan. It's just so good, that stuff is. So a Wawa moment. I went to Wawa today because I was just craving a fountain root beer soda, you know, with ice.
Yeah.
And you know, it's finding fountain sodas is really, really hard. But I was in the grocery store and it was a smaller grocery store. They did not have any root beer and I wanted root beer. So it felt good to walk into Wawa and get that fountain soda. And, you know, as I was leaving, because I don't go there as often as I used to. And as I was leaving, it just made me remember that's an experience going there. I mean, it's just like you just go, oh gosh, I just went to Wawa. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, checking them off here. So we're ready for news and updates. You guys go first.
All right. So this Saturday, the 29th of July, our fall calendar is coming out. It's being released. I've actually been working on getting it ready to go out on Saturday all weekend so far. So I think I pretty much have everything ready for you guys to schedule. But not only do our fall classes get released on Saturday, we have so many other things happening. We have new yarns, new kits, new other things, other notions. We have some giveaways, and we will be hosting a Facebook and Instagram live at 10 a.m. Eastern time that morning, where Natalie and I will be together. We'll be talking about all of the upcoming classes and hopefully answering some of your questions as well. And then at 12:30 that day, we are having a community, which is free to sign up. You just have to go to our website and register beforehand. We send out the Zoom link about an hour before it starts. So if your schedule is free Saturday morning, come join us. We'll be here excited to talk about all of the fall classes and everything else we have going on.
love this time of year and the word fall. It's so exciting to start to think about the fall classes. Cool. All right.
Back to knitting school.
Yes.
Time to pick a great project. All right. Anything else to add to it, Natalie? Are we good?
No, I love it.
All right. Well, then I'll just do the usual, the other news, which is our next episode. And we can decide if we're able to do this, possibly recording it next Monday night. And the episode is going to be about phone apps. Oh. So stay tuned because we all have lots of apps on our phone. And we'll have some good chat about the phone apps. All right. I think we covered it all. How about it?
I think so.
Wrap it up then. So we wonder, are you listening? Please add a review to whatever podcast platform you listen to us on. Share us on your social media to spread the word. Let us know that you are listening and that we are making a difference. We would love to hear from you and invite you to join us as a guest on a future podcast. You know, we promise there's no work. Please email Kathy or Brianna and Natalie if you'd like to join us on the show, and be sure to read the show notes because that's where you will find our emails. Hopefully you finished your project, your drink, or your walk by now, because it is time for us to bind off. Thanks for listening.